Rabbi said, today's daf is daf ayin. We're holding the Mishnah on Samach Tes Omid Beis. A very gushmaki Mishnah, a very gushmaki Gemara, Rabbi said. Our Mishnah tells us that every single Erev Pesach, in addition to all of the thousands and hundreds of thousands and the 1.2 million Karbonos Pesach that were brought on Erev Pesach, they also brought a Karbon Chagiga. The reason why they brought a Karbon Chagiga, as we'll see on the Omid Aleph, this was not mandatory. They didn't have to bring it, but it was brought for all those that didn't have enough flesh from the Karbon Pesach to be Nechal al Hasoiva. We wanted that the Yidden should eat the Karbon Pesach and then Gezatikt, that they should now sate and satisfy their appetite by eating the Karbon Pesach. If you only had 5 or 10 people on a ganze behema, then everybody got a nice portion. But what happens if a lot of people registered on this behema and there wasn't enough to go around? Of course, it was a kazayis, but a kazayis is not enough to go and fill you. So they used to bring, in addition, a karm chagiga. They would eat from the karm chagiga al tvorspeis as an appetizer at the beginning, and now they're ready, a shtickel full, and now they ate the karm pesach. They filled up their stomachs. It was Nechal al Hasoiva. We'll see that Amiyat Shem the Gemara on the Omid Aleph in another month.
It's my concern. The
Kabbais was eaten after they were full. That's what I said. That they should first eat from the Karm Chagiga. Don't fill themselves up. Fill up 20%, 50%, 80%. And then they eat up the Karm Pesach to be Nechal al Hasoiva. Look the Mishnah. When do you bring the Karm Chagiga? You only would go and bring the Karm Chagiga, in other words, not on Shabbos. This inyan of bringing the Karm Chagiga on Yudalid does not apply on Shabbos. It's only bechoil. If Erev Pesach falls out on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you bring the Karm Chagiga. B'tahara, you only bring it if Klal Yisrael are tehoidim. If Klal Yisrael chas v'sholem are tmeim, even though the Karm Pesach is ba v'toma, but not the Karm Chagiga. Ube muat. Muat means that there isn't enough of the Karm Pesach to go around for that registered chabura. The Gans Klal Yisrael may have plenty, but this particular chabura of 10, 20, 50 wonderful people, this Karm Pesach didn't give them enough, so they should also bring mit a Karm Chagiga. But now forget, however, what happens if Karm Pesach is being brought on Shabbos, or Meruba means that there was a small chabura for a particular Karm Pesach, and therefore there's plenty to eat. Everybody can get not one kezayis, but 20 kezayisim. Or if Klal Yisrael is nevach tmeim roiv, or gans Klal Yisrael atmeim, even though the Karm Pesach is brought, but ein mevien imoy chagiga. You don't bring the chagigas, you dalid, under those three circumstances of Shabbos, Meruba, Ubitum.
Will the Gemara explain why it
spells
out the contrary conditions?
I mean, why does it have to say both the
right.
So what the Mishnah tells us is that even though a Karban Pesach is only brought min hakvasim and min ha'izim, which all are from the Tzoyn family, however, the Karban Chagiga was brought min ha'tzoyn or from min ha'bakar. The same thing is min hakvasim and ha'izim. That's already lechayra. You don't even need to say that because it's already bekarm pesach, and that's included in min ha'tzoyin. But the Mishnah is spelling it all out in great, vivid detail. That min ha'tzoyin, which includes kvasim and ha'izim, and min ha'bakar, min ha'zchorim u min ha'kevis. Because when it comes to the karm pesach, it was only a zachar, and now we're telling us by the karm
vazuk tegaba. So this is limited.
Is incorrect, Gav. The Gav points out that the Mishnah leaves out that there's another physical requirement of the Karban Pesach that had to be a Keves Ben Shana within its first year. But the Chagiga could even be older than a Ben Shana, as we'll see Mechem in the Gemara shortly. Shekoyach Gav for filling this in. We're going to have that in the Braisa in a moment.
And one can eat it like a regular shlomim. Every shlomim, as you know, is a din of shnei yom v'layla echad, as opposed to Karim Pesach, which is only nechal v'layla, not even yom v'layla, it's only nechal v'layla. Ad chatzoyis, a biz in the free, min ha-toyrim, mid-rabbanan, rabluz min ha-zariah, etc. That's not our Gemara today, but the Shalmei Chagiga was shnei yom v'layla echad. We see clearly from our Mishnah that our Mishnah holds that the Karim Chagiga was different than the Karim Pesach in the sense that you can have it from Bokar and from Tzoyin, in the sense that you can have it from Nekevos, not only from Scharim, that it's Nechal Lishnei Yom V'Layla Echad, sounds like a real bona fide Karim Shlomim, but as we'll see in Yetshem in the Gemara, Ben Tema, who was a very, very choshev etana, will disagree on virtually every one of these fronts and these halachas, because Ben Taim is going to say that the Chagiga was an alter ego. It was a mirror image of the Karban Pesach. Mecha will see that on the Amud Aleph in a Gittishu. Okay, so now...
So it was even Tumah Hutte Betziv, it's Hutte also the Karban Pesach.
Mecha will address that as well. We'll see that in Mecha in the Gemara as well. Frank the Gemara. My Tana the Tani Chagiga. It's wonderful that we're talking about this Karban Chagiga, but if you notice, until now we didn't mention a word. V'kimtach the Mishnah Ram with the Karm Chagiga. In other words, one would have expected, since the Mishnah starts off, Ey Messiah, may be Chagiga, when do you bring the Chagiga? You would assume that the Mishnah would have an Oktoberfest.
It's like Tan Hechikoy.
Exactly. The first the Mishnah should go and say, Rabbi Yisai, there's a dinner, bring Karm Chagiga. Oh, by the way, when do you bring a Karm Chagiga? It depends. If it's Bechoil, if it's Betahara, if it's Bemut, etc., etc. So, Freddy, my Tan Hechikoy, V'kimtach the Mishnah Ram. Around the Chagiga, all of a sudden, plitzling. Zog the Gemara, Tana harkavosei v'avosei v'loidochi Shabbos. In the prior Mishnah, you'll recall, we had a very, very aggressive machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, legabi whether the machshirei Karban Pesach are also doiche or not, whether Shmus is doiche. And we spoke about the din of harkavosei. Harkavosei means carrying the Karban Pesach where there was no Erev. V'hava osoi, bringing him mechutz l'tchum, as well as cutting off the yabeltoi. All of these we learned back in the Mishnah were all shvusim, deloi dochi Shabbos, which are not doiche Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer disagrees, but we learned poshet that it was not doiche Shabbos, and therefore continues now the Mishnah. Uktani nami zok unzer Mishnah, the Chagiga is all to deloi dochi Shabbos. So that's the opening for the Chagiga, a continuation of certain halachas that do not apply on Erev Pesach, Shechol Liyois B'Shabbos. Fachi Koma. And therefore, our Mishnah now says, just like we said, Harkavosin Havosay is not Doiche Shabbos, Amos I Mevi and Imoy Chagiga, Dafkibiz Manchu Baba Chayl, B'Tahara Ubemuet, but if it would be B'Shabbos, Yitaka, don't bring the Karban Chagigas Yud Tak. Om Ravashi. Says Ravashi, Shema Minah from our Mishnah, it's crystal clear that Chagigas are ba'asar lav choyvehi. It's not a choyva like the Karban Pesach. Tisol kedai to choyve, if it would be a choyva, teise b'Shabbos, v'teise b'meruba, v'teise b'toma. L'chore, it should be exactly like the Karban Pesach. If this were a choyva, just like the Karban Pesach, it's doicha Shabbos, it's doicha meruba, not really doicha, but in other words, you bring Karban Pesach under all circumstances. V'teise b'toma, you bring it even if the Oilam, the Kahanim, the Klal Yisrael, or all Tameim, Roiv Tameim, you'd bring it, you should bring the Karban Pesach as well. That's the reason, is the Charaif, and the Mishnah, the Chagigas Arba Osar is not a Choiva, it's only a Rishus. But now the question is, if that's the case, Ubemuat, Miu, my time asi. If you tell me it's not a choiva, why taka do you bring it bemuat? Muat means that you have a small amount of kizaisim in a particular Karban Pesach. Because this Karban Pesach, people heard that Rabbi Yankel Berel, the Groyser Tzadik, is going to be Rosh HaChabura. So instead of having 10 people in the Chabura, there were 50 people in the Chabura. Everybody got a Zakleinshik, a Kizesel. So why do you go and bring the Karm Chagiga? Can it sound like it says in the Braisa? Chagiga, boy, in my Pesach. Nechel is tchili, eat that first. Kadeshihe Pesach, Nechel ala soiva. So that you eat the Pesach like for Afi Koyman. And that's in fact the Mokar that we eat the matzah at the end.
zeicher the korban pesach that he also ate it after they already ate from the chagigas yudalid. So it should be nechal al asoiva that the final kazayis that they're putting in their stomachs that should make them say ah gishmak. That is from the korban pesach. Okay, so now the Mishnah said nechal is shnei yomim v'layla echad that this korban chagiga was a din like every other shlomim that you eat it 2 days and one night. So Gemara Masnisin, the loyki ben teima. We already mentioned this in the Mishnah, that ben teima disagrees with the Mishnah. Now, we're going to take ben teima one step at a time as to which halachas he agrees with and which halachas he disagrees with. So the first halacha he disagrees with is the shnei yom v'layla echad, the san yulin of the braise, ben teima oimer, chagiga haba ima pesach, hari hi ke pesach, vein in echeles, Yoim v'layla. The word yoim is really lav dafka because you don't eat the korban pesach b'day, you only start eating it at night. In fact, we had gemaras earlier, what happens if a person wants to eat it during the day and not at night? He's oiv l'chol pachas and iser asay, and the gemara wants to say it's even oiv l'lav. You say v'yidav shema moisha leimar, leimar lav emar. Okay, we had a sugi about this earlier. So therefore, when it says yoim v'layla, it just means really v'layla, that night, because you can't eat it in the previous day, and of course you can't eat it the next day. So therefore, Ben Teima says that the status of this Shalmei Chagiga is the same as the Korban Pesach. You only eat it that night, and that's it. Good, so we already see clearly Ben Teima disagrees with our Mishnah. Now, continues on the Braisa. V'chagigas chamisha osar necheles v'shnei yom v'layla echad. Okay, stop. Now, what's the Chagigas Chamisha Asar? So this is the first time we are introducing this today. And this is a Dover Shebechoyve. Every Yid in Klal Yisrael who's near the Beis HaMikdash on the three regalim has to bring, at a minimum, two karbonis. Number one, every Yid in Klal Yisrael has to bring a karbon oilas re'iya v'le'yiro fanai reikam sholesh pom bashon yiro kol zechucha v'le'yiro fanai reikam. That means don't come empty-handed. Bring along a karbon oilas re'iya. Besides that, there's a din of a karbon chagiga, shalmei chagiga, and this shalmei chagiga we learn from the pasuk v'chagoysim oisoi chag l'ashem shibes yamim. What's the chag? Yes, there's a machloikis thing, Mar, what chag means exactly, but according to at least one man yama, b'goysim chag means you have to bring a korban shalmei chagiga. There's a major difference, of course, between an oilas re'iyah and shalmei chagiga. An oilas re'iyah is kula kolul on the mizbeach like every korban oila. So you brought a beautiful korban oila, mahatnish v'se'esen, you still don't have anything to eat, but you bring korban shalmei chagiga, that you go and eat for the ganze mishpacha, for yontif, and you can eat it for shnei yom and v'layla echad, so therefore it's very gishmak. When do you bring it? You bring it on a yontif itself, starting with the first day of yontif. L'chadchila, bring it back on the first day of yontif. If you didn't bring the first day of yontif, we have tashlum in kol shiva. You can bring it for the whole rest of yontif. And that's the reason why, by shvuas, we have the minig in many mekoymois not to go and say tachnan for 7 days after Yom Tov is over, because in Eretz Yisrael, B'shas Beis Hamikdash Kayim, even if you didn't bring your Kabbonis on Yom Tov, you still had another 7 days to bring your Karbon post Yom Tov. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara, so it says that Chagigas Chamisha Aser, the Chagiga that you bring on the first day of Yom Tov, which is a Chiyuv, that's not, like the Gemara said before, a Rishus, this is a Choyva, this can be eaten according to everybody for 2 days and one night because it has nothing to do with the Korban Pesach. It's Abazundrachiv, which you bring, by the way, on Shukis and which you bring also on Shavuos. It has nothing to do with Pesach per se. The Chagigas Arba also Yoitzeba Mishum Simcha. Says now the Braisa, what about the Chagiga that we brought on the day 14? What's the Chagiga that we brought on the 14th? The one that we brought with the Korban Pesach, so the Korban Pesach should be Nechal Ala Soiva. Now, what is their Simcha business? So now, in Mesechtes Chagiga and Mietz Hashem, we're going to find that in addition to the Oilas Re'iya, and in addition to the Shalmei Chagiga, which were absolute obligations everybody had to bring, there was a Shalmei Simcha, which already was voluntary, which was not an absolute requirement. The Shalmi Simcha was that people should go and have a lot of flesh for Yontif. Ein Simcha Ela Bebasar V'yayin. So they brought the Shalmi Simcha in case a person had Kedayin Hara, a big Mishpacha, and he had many, many guests and Bali Tshuva. In other words, think of a Beis Chabad that always has at least 50 to 100 people always at every single Suda. So then they would have to bring in addition to the Shalmi Chagira. One Shalmi Chagira might not be enough. They'd have to bring Shalmi Simcha as well. To be a toisus to have additional simcha bibasim. I'm sorry? Avadi could be chum, there's no question. But you want it to be mitoich simcha, and it's aggressive simcha if you're bringing a carbon to the basement. Avadi,
Vazokti, Nachamul? Can you be out to the Pesach Chagiga and be that, and then take it over for the rest of the Yantav?
Two days and one night.
So most times the
carbon for Pesach. Yes. A minute. You're talking about the Yudal, or you're talking about the Tezvah?
The
Yudal Dika says our.
So you're
asking an excellent question, Reb David. State on the Brayza Chagigas Arba Asa Yoytze Ba Mishum Simcha. In other words, if he wants to be Yoytze the Simcha of the Basar, you can use that. Chagigas Arba Aser the next day. The Ein Yoytze Moshim Chagiga, however, you can't use it for Chagiga. Now, Rashi points out that this Chagigas Arba Aser that we're talking about in our Gemara is what happens if they did not bring it on Yudalit. Instead, they brought it on Tezvav. Why didn't they go and bring it on Yudalit? Maybe initially he went and set it aside because he thought he's going to have a Groisa Oilam on his registry for the Karban Pesach. But as we learned already a few days ago in the Gemara, until the moment of Shechita, people could go and change their minds. So what happens if he has over here a nice behemoth that he wants to go and bring for Chagigas Arba Asar, and then afterwards he finds that the 50 people, at the last moment, 40 of them changed their mind, and they decided to go over to another Chagiga, to another Chabur, I should say, because that other Chabur they heard, Nishi Uncle Beryl, no Reb Shmerel, the Groisa Tzadik Fin Kishkin Holosh, is bringing, he's part of that Chabura, and therefore everybody went and changed over to the other Chabura, so he had now, Vuzuk Tegabi Chzeiz in Tachneves.
Chagoysim
means.
What does it mean? It's also simcha, mainly simcha. So yeah. What's the difference between
chagiga
and
shalmi? If Zaya Zayazai gets gaba, mechem usim mesechtes chagiga, the Gemara is going to learn that there's a separate din of chagoysim to bring a karm chagiga, and to do noch apuzik the samachta of nei Hashem alikecha, and the samachta comes to tell you that if the karm chagiga is not enough, then you bring shalmi simcha to be mashlim to have even more simcha. Yeah, was up there.
When somebody said before that you could use chum,
right?
No, it says clear that simcha basim means shalomim, because it's a special simcha of eating mishulchan gavaya,
yeah,
which you don't have by chum.
She had Barry.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I didn't say I was asking.
I didn't know who said.
He was asking with a question mark.
It was a question
as opposed to a statement.
It says clearly that's the reason.
Excellent, givaldik. So therefore, says our Gemara, that you can use the Chagigas Arba Asar for Simcha, but you can't use the Mishum Chagiga. Now, we started off the Braisa by saying that Ben Tema disagrees with our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we said that the Shalmei Chagiga, which is brought on Yudalit, is Nechal Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echad. Ben Tema says, no, it's just like the Karim Pesach, it's Nechal only that night. Frank tomorrow, my time of the Ben Tema, where does Ben Tema take this from? Kedemasti Rav L'chia Berei, like Rav taught Chia his son, Shetan Pasik V'lo Yolin La'boiker Zevach Chag HaPasach. Pasik Pshat in this Pasik is that a person should be careful not to leave over either from the flesh or to leave over from the Aymerin of the Chag HaPasach until the morning. Because if you leave it over until the morning, if it's a flesh, it becomes noiser. If it's the Aymerin, it becomes Pasil Belina. V'lo Yolin, don't leave it over La'boiker for the next morning. Make sure to eat it still that night. Now, the Gemara is bothered by the fact that the Pasuk refers to Zevach Chag. Wouldn't it have been enough just to say V'loyolun LaBoiker from the Pasach? Was it the Zevach Chag HaPasach? Or maybe just Zevach HaPasach? Was it Zevach Chag HaPasach? Was it the Zevach Chag? Says the Gemara, Zevach Chag, Zevach Chagiga, HaPasach Kimashmo'oi, V'amir Rachmona LaYolun. The Torah is telling you LaYolun LaBoiker for the next morning. Sigh on the Zevach Chag, which is the Chagigas Yudalid, and Sai HaPasa, which is the Karban Pesach. So therefore, Ben Tema says, you see that the Torah equates the regular Chagigas Yudalid together with the Korban Pesach, that both of them can only be eaten that night and not the next day. Okay, so Ben Taim has now equated the Chagigas Yedalit for one halacha. Iboyelu, let's ask Leben Taima, Necheleszli, oy ein Necheleszli. We all know that the halacha is that the Karm Pesach has to be eaten davka tzli. Al toich mimenu no, uvoshel mevushel bamoyim, ki im tzli eish. Does the same halacha also apply to the carbon of Chagigas Yedalit? Ki akshir among the Pesach, maybe only Lelina. Avletzli light. Oy demoloishna, maybe it makes no difference. Toshema, state the brisa. Halayla hazeh, halayla hazeh. Kuloitzli. That one of the halachas of Pesach night is kuloitzli. It doesn't say kuloi matzah. It says halayla hazeh, kuloitzli. Now the question is, what's my kuloitzli? I would have thought that maybe you take the Karban Pesach and only half of it you make tzli. Yeah. So kuloitzli means that any other Karbonis, which you're eating that night, has also got to be tzli, meaning the Chagigas Yedalit. Does the Ben Taima that equates the Karban Pesach and the Chagigas Yedalit, so not only the Gabi the Halacha of Nechal Liyoyim Valayla, but also the Halacha, it's got to be eaten tzli, Shmamina. Okay, so we have two Halachas. See, Boyelahu Ben Taima, what about other Halachas? Ba'am min ha-bakar, oy eina ba'am min ha-bakar. Just like the Karban Pesach is only min ha-tzoin from Kvasim and Izim, what about the Chagigas Yedalit? Can it be brought min ha-bakar? Maybe can only brought from Scharim. Again, just like the Karban Pesach. This is like the Gabba was pointing out in the Mishnah. The Karban Pesach has to be a Ben Shana. So the question is, was it like Ben Taima? Does he hold it also has to be a Ben Shana? Maybe when was the Torah makish one to the other? Where was the Torah makish in this pasuk of the Layolin La Boiker Zevach Chag HaPasach, which we said Zevach Chag is the Chagiga, Pasach is Pesach, so the two together are in the same pasuk. When did the Torah equate them? Only Midi Dachila. Vos main to Midi Dachila, says Rashi. Number one, how you're supposed to roast it or cook it, that Ben Taima said, yeah, kulaitzli, as well as how long can you eat it only that night. Those two are Hilchois Achila, and those two, said Ben Taima, they're the same. But all of the other halachas, whether it's got to be Tzoyin, or can it be Bokar, Bashtei Shonim, Basim, or Nekevois, etc., Efshiyo, Efshanishna, Domoloishna. So what's the halacha? It's Toshima. Let's see from the following brayse. Shein the brayse. Chagiga habo ima Pesach. Oh, that's a chagigas yedala that we're talking about. Harike Pesach, and therefore ba'a min ha-tzoin ve'ena ba'a min ha-bakar. Ihet rabbi, you can only bring it from tzoin and not from bakar. Ba'a min ha-scharim ve'ena ba'a min ha-kevis. Only from scharim. Ba'a ba'shanasa ve'ena ba'a ba'shteisharim. Only ba'shana. Ve'ena cheles eliyoyim v'layla. Ve'ena necheles eletzli. Ve'ena necheles elelemnuyav. Who? This chagiga sounds mamish like the Karban Pesach in every respect. Man shamis lay the islay high svara. Who's the one that equates the chagigas yodalit to Karban Pesach for all those previous halachas? That was Ben Taima. It's the chasim, and Ben Taima holds not only for the prior halachas, but for these halachas as well, that it can only come from tzoin, only from scharim, only bashana, only yoyim v'lay that we had already, only tzli, only limnuyav, alis high svara. This Ben Taima shmamina kula. Alice, according to Ben Taima, it has the same dinim as Karban Pesach. But we're not finished yet. Everybody knows that it says by the Karban Pesach, so the obvious question is, once Ben Taima has equated for all those other halachas, so Mustama also that too.
Why not?
What's the Gemara Shaila? The Shaila is because it says, the etzem leisishvru vay. Vos mein boy, Voim is referring to the Karban Pesach itself. Don't break any bones in the Karban Pesach. So the question is Voy Veloy Chagiga? Or as the Gemara will say, Voy Basa Veloy Bipasal. So again, Frank Di Marietz, Le Ben Taima, Yeshu Mishum Shus Etzem, Yeshu Mishum Shus Etzem.
Even though the Torah was makish to Karban Pesach, like Ben Tema said until now, but Omakro, but here it says, boy, v'loy b'chagiga, oy Dilma, hi boy, b'kosha v'loy b'pasal u'diyasa. So, dos nishayla, is that boy coming to exclude chagiga and to say, Ben Tema, at least one halacha is taka different the Karban Pesach from the chagigas yadalit, or the efshanisht?
What does it mean,
Bukosh Bukosh? Bukosh Bukosh means that what happens if you have a Pasul Karban Pesach, what do you have to do with it? Of course, you have to go and burn it. What about if somebody decided, besides he's going to burn it, he's going to go and break some bones? Now, I'm not suggesting that that's a good idea to do or it's a bad idea. But the question is, if he were to do it, would it be over the Isra of Etzem Leisish Ruvoi, says the Gemara, if you dash in Bukosh Bukosh Bukosh? No, there would be no such love in the Torah of breaking the bones. So that's what the Gemara is asking is, what does this boy come to exclude? Does it come to exclude the Chagigas Yadalit? Does it come to exclude Pasul Karban Pesach? That since it's Pasul anyway, then it's like anything, then you're going to break, it's no problem. You know, it's anyway, it's a Pasul Karban. So those are Shaila, what does the boy come to be Mamayit? It's Toshima. So let's try to bring a Raya now from another Braisa. And this is actually a Mishnah Masechta Shkolim. And we'll see, it's not an easy Raya. Here we're going to have to go and make a couple of diukim to understand what's going on. So stay in the Mishnah Zayim. Sakin shenimtzis barbo asar, shoychet ba miyat. Mishloisha asar, shoyne umat. But by kupitz, bein bezeh u bein bezeh, shoyne umat. A person is walking around Yerushalayim, and he finds out b'chutzis Yerushalayim, a sakin. A sakin means not just any kitchen knife, but a knife, a chalif that can be used to go and shecht a carpet. And he found the barba asa. A Gemara doesn't address the choshen mishpat alachas above metziah, whether he has to be machris. He doesn't have to be machris. Just assume that there's a sign on this sakin saying that this is hefker and anybody can go and take it, so you don't have a shala of whether you have to go and give it back or not. We're not addressing those questions.
The garbage, for instance.
Whatever. We are addressing now Hilchos Karban Pesach. We're not addressing now Hilchos Mamonis of Aveda and Metziah. Good.
Now when you say sakin, does that exclude everything else that you can put, like a coach?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a moment. Rabbi Cohen, excellent, excellent. So sakin means a chalif for shechting Karban Pesach. Shenim to Baba Asa, and you find it in the street on the 14th day, and you want to use it now for the Karban Pesach to go and shecht. And remember, the Beis Hamikdash might not have had enough chalifin, and that's why when Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, they had a ganze gerida, a ganze shaila, how are we going to bring all of those sakinim to the Beis Hamikdash? And Hill said, even if Klal Yisrael are not Nevi'im, but they Nevi'im Haim, let's see what they do. And then you remember that they put the Sakin in the Tzemer of the Keves, or Bein HaKanayim of the Izim. And then Hill said, yo, Ech Kedenkietz, that's Taka V'Shmai V'Atai. Anyway, the bottom line is, they need an extra Sakinim. So you found the Sakin, Barba Osar, Shoyche Bamiyad, you can use it on Erev Pesach. What's the Shaila? The Shaila is not over here whether it has a Pegam in the Sakin. The Shaila was whether the Sakin was Tohoir or whether it was Tameh. Because if it was Tameh and it's going to go and shech the Karban Pesach, it can make the Karban Pesach Tameh and you wouldn't be able to eat from the Karban Pesach. Says the Mishnah, you don't have to worry that it's Tameh, because since this is a kosher Sakin, you can assume that the Balabas went and toiveled it the day before on Yud Gimel. Why would he toivel it the day before? Because just like a person that becomes Tameh needs Harif Shemesh, a Kli which becomes Tameh needs Harif Shemesh. So then they certainly went and toiveled it on Yud Gimel. They had the benefit of the Harif Shemesh of the night before, of Bedikas Chometz night. So now on Yudalit it's Tohar and Kusher V'Yusher, everything is wonderful, and they'll be able to go and use it in the Beis Hamikdash, no problem, Sheikh of Abiyat. However, if you found the sakin on day 13, then shoyne umatpil. Then make sure to go and toivel it. Now the Gemara uses the expression of shoyne, which is a shenish brach, that you have to toivel it again, but you don't know for sure that it was getoiveled. Forget. If you would know that it was getoiveled, you don't have to be shoyne umatpil. So the word shoyne is lav davka. But you don't know that you did it again, because maybe it wasn't done the first time. Oh, al tzufik, go and toivel it in the mikveh, because maybe it was not getoiveled yet.
because after all, you found it during the day of Yud Gimel, and so therefore, you had until 6 o'clock at night. It's only 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The Balabus, who's running around town, schlepping back the matzahs and going worrying about the Karban Pesach and all the other preparations for Yontif, by accident, dropped the knife on the way of going to the mikveh, but he didn't go to the mikveh yet. It wasn't getoivel, so therefore we tell the guy, you find it, be a gimel, go and toivel to be on the safe side.
Isn't a sveiko bishus haram sveiko tahar type thing? Safek tumor bishus haram sveiko tahar, right? So that's, why wouldn't we say the same thing here? Since it's a safek,
yeah.
It's finding bishus haram, but isn't the
how do you know you found the bishus haram?
No, if you find bishus hayochid is one thing, bishus hayochid should be toivel because of tumor. But what if you find bishus hayochid, what do? Are you allowed to? So you're allowed to use it.
So let's say if you found b'shus yachid, it's a chid. B'shus yachid,
no problem.
Excellent. Yes. So says the Gemara, Shoinu Matam. Now that's all agabed sakin, and that's all very fascinating. But really, it's not nagia to be poshut ar shayla. The ikur we're going to bring a raya now from the kupitz. A kupitz means a cleaver, which is a butcher knife. If you've ever been to a butcher store, most people they get everything nice cellophane pre-packed, and they think that's the way when you come for the shlachtos, it all comes in these pre-packaged packages. No, you got to go and shecht, and you have to do. Rabbi Kohn will tell you have to do a bedika
and
a raya, and you have to kasher it. You have medavas treiber, and you have to do malicha. All very gishmak. But anyway, but the butcher store, the butcher in the butcher store, when he has these big bones, he uses the kupitz. Kupitz is a very large, large, heavy butcher knife called a cleaver, and this is used to go and make the rib steaks and to go and make the flanken and to use it to go and cut up the meat of a large animal. Good, anyway, so now what happens if I find a kupitz out in the, I don't want to say in the street, because then we'll have a problem, Barry's going to ask a question, Pesha Saddam. So they found it, and they found Bein Bezeh means Sai if you find it on Yud Gimel, Sai if you find it on Yud Dalid, Shoinu Umatbel, you should re-toivel it, or you should toivel it for the first time, because I don't know if it was toiveled already. Now what's the difference, why is there a difference between a sakin and a kupitz? So it's very, very simple. Because a sakin, everybody would go and toivel it to use it on Yud Dalit. Because they want to go and use it for Shecht in the Karban Pesach. So if you found it in Yud Dalit, you can be sure that it was ready getoiveled from yesterday. If you find it in Yud Gimel, make sure to go and toivel it today, because maybe it wasn't getoiveled yet. But it will be good for tomorrow if you toivel today on Yud Gimel. It will be good for Yud Dalit. By the Kupitz, however, you don't need that on Yud Dalit, because since the kupitz is used to go and cut up these heavy-duty, big, big bones, and since when it comes to Karban Pesach, etzem lo sishbruvoy, so you're not going to use a kupitz. So it could very well be that if you found it even on Yud Dalit, it was not getoivled yet, because you don't need it on Yud Dalit. When are you going to need it? You're going to need it on Tezvav, because in Tezvav they're going to bring the carbon of the Shalmei Chagiga, and then you're going to have to cut it into portions, give somebody rib steaks, and somebody give flanken and shoulder steaks and whatever, so you're going to have to go and cut up all the bones. So therefore it could be that this sakin on Yud Dalit was not getoivled yet. Maybe it's going to be toivled shortly, but the guy unfortunately lost it in somewhere, and now someone else found it. Make sure, even on Yud Dalit, to go and toivel it, so it should be too hard for the next day for Tezvav. Okay, so far it all makes sense. But for more money, who's the Tana of this Mishnah? Ilim Rabbanon, Maishno Sakin, the Matbil, the Chazi LePesach, Kupitz Nami, HaChazi LeChagiga. According to the Chacham, that hold that a carbon Chagiga is like any other Shlomim. And that's the reason why it can be eaten l'shnei yom v'layla echad, and that's why you can go and choose min hatzoy, min habakar, min haschor, min hakevois from ben shana or ben shtei shanim, because it's like any karm shlam. So then people would need to go and toivel this kupitz on Yud Gimel to be able to cut up the chagigas Yud Dalit. Einach and Ami, they wouldn't use it to cut up the karm Pesach. But you can go and cut up the Shalmei Yud Dalit according to the Chacham. The only Shaila was according to Ben Tema. So for 18 more yet, Ilem Rabbanan, Maishno Sak in the Matpil, the Chazil Peitzach, Kupet Nami Ho Chazil Chagiga. Wouldn't the person have toivled that Sak in the day before to be able to use it for the Garm Chagiga? elav mushmul lechayr zogen the ben taimi that this misha goes according to ben taima ushmamina yesh ba mishum shviras atzem that just like you're not allowed to use the kupitz on your dalid to cut up the carbon pesach to cut up the bones,
should be the same rule.
Same rule should apply, and in fact the same rule does apply, and that's why this mishnah says kupitz bein bezeh or bein bezeh shoyne umatfil, because the person would not have toivel the kupitz on Yud Gimel, because I cannot use the kupitz on Yud Dalet either for the Karban Pesach or for the Shalmei Yud Dalet, the Chigigas Yud Dalet. You don't need it for Tezvav. And that's why if you find in Yud Dalet, says the Mishnah, Shoinu Matbel, toivel it over again, because you're not going to use it today, according to Ben Tema, but you're going to use it tomorrow for the Shalmei Tezvav. They're good, toivel it again, because maybe it wasn't getoivled. The word again is not, like we said, again and again. It's not so pushy.
I'm just asking, according to the Ben Zema, you have to have two carbon pesach. Is it complete? Is this Rimniya also on the Chagiga? Then why is it? If every rule goes out in the second one, should be also Rimniya also?
Gabi Zuk Zayashai, and Taka, we didn't focus on it that much, but the Brisa said before, they necheles el menuyav. That in a chanami you have to menuyim a registry ultra for the chagigas, but only according to Ben Taima.
So then, isn't it a chagiga voluntary thing? What is he giving me rules?
It's voluntary in the sense that if you have Baruch Hashem b'meruba, you got plenty of kazesim of the Korban Pesach, you don't have to bring the yudalit. But if you are bringing the yudalit, then it's like the twin of the Korban Pesach. Gab, I see you a little bit upset, but don't be upset, because the Chachamim of our Mishnah hold just like you. And the whole Ben Taima is Ashtikul Taima. Maybe that's why it's called Ben Taima, Ashtikul Taima. It's a bit of Shvetz of Ashtay. But it's a machloikis, and the Gab holds like the Roiv, Zayigit, Roiv from the Alatanur. But anyway,
according to Ben Taima, really you have to shecht it that together with the Korban Pesach. Even on Shabbos, he said.
Oh, Shabbos, we'll get to. We haven't referred to Shabbos yet.
Shabbos
the Gemara hasn't addressed Shabbos at all. Roy said we still have time until Shabbos. We have Shabbos. There's still another day and a half until Shabbos. But for today's Gemara, another few minutes. Baltimore. Anyway, Uzukim Gemara. Ushmami no lechoyra can be poishit our shaila the yesh ba mishum shvira se'etzem, because since it says that if you find a kupitz on your dalet, you have to toivel it. Why wasn't the toivel on your gimel to be able to use it for the chagigas your dalit? Because Ben Taima says you cannot use it for the chagigas your dalit. The etzem lesish bruvoi applies not only to carbon pesach but also chagigas your dalit. We push it ashayla. Every more light. The oilam rabban. So many rabban. Going Shabbos is Shabbos. It's talking about that you brought the carbon on Shabbos. What means you brought the carbon on Shabbos? That it was Erev Pesach Shecholi Yois B'Shabbos. And Erev Pesach Shecholi Yois B'Shabbos, we didn't bring the carbon Chagigas Yudal. As we state by Yunz in the Mishnah. Ein Mesai Mei V'Chagiga Imoi Tavke B'Choyl. Bizman Shu B'Shabbos Ein Mivien Imoi Chagiga. And now we're seeing already that at the moment we're only addressing Leit Rabbanim. We're not addressing to Ben Taima. We'll see shortly about Ben Taima and Shabbos. But in the meantime, Leit Rabban, clear cut, Shteita comes in the Mishnah, you cannot bring it on Shabbos. Aha. So therefore, since they are talking about Karban Pesach that is being brought on Shabbos, and then you don't bring the Chagigas Yudalid at all, like we said in the Mishnah, so there's no purpose in toiveling the kupitz in advance, because you can't use it that day anyway. So says the Gemara, that's why if you find it on your dalet, you'd have to go and toivel it. Whether you can toivel it on your dalet if it's Shabbos or not, that's already separate problems, because of potential tikkun mana. But the point is that you cannot assume that it's already aget toivel to zah. Freak Timur, so you're telling me that the beginning of this Mishnah is talking about that it fell out on Shabbos, and that's why there was no Chagigas Yudalit to talk about. Let's continue on the same Mishnah. The same Mishnah says, what happens if Chal Arba Oser Liois B'Shabbos Shoichet Bo Miyad U'B'Chamisha Oser Shoichet Bo Miyad? Now we're talking about the Sakin, of course, that if you find the Sakin, and if that year Karban Pesach, Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, you find the Sakin, whether you find it on Yud Gimel, you find it on Yud Dalet, Sheikh Ba Miyad, you can go and Shecht immediately with that Sakin, because you assume that it was Getoilet from before Shabbos. Uba Chamisha also, Ulta Sheikh Ba Miyad, because again you assume that it was Getoilet before Shabbos. Nimtis Kupitz, Kishur Lasakin. What happens if you find that the Kupitz was not separated from, but it was connected on the same chain together with the Sakin? Hariyik Sakin. Then you can assume that just like he toivled the Sakin, he also toivled the Kupitz at the same time. After all, they are connected. So presumably, he put them both in the mikveh at the same time, made sure there wasn't a chatzitza because of the chain, but he went and toivled them.
What,
anyway, what's this Rabbi called?
You say the Sakin Mona. What did you mean?
Tikkun Mona means that there could be problems if you're going and doing the tvila of the sakin on Shabbos. Wouldn't that be a tikkun mona, not a diraisa, but we talked about yesterday about hazo'a mishum shvus. So perhaps by tvila as well. But not tvila's odom, we're talking about tvila's kenan.
Okay, no. So what happens if you have to do tzedek sakin ben shchit l'shchita? What if you find there's a kodima? Are you allowed to sharpen it?
On Shabbos or Yontif?
On Shabbos or Yontif.
And these are very, very good questions. When we get to Chul and the other Gemara. It's not the focus of today's Gemara. Perhaps we'll have it after all. We have another 40 or 50 blot at the end of Masechta. But it's not today's Shabbos.
It's not the thing you have to do.
The
question. These are all men hogan, right?
Rabbi Cohen, these are very sharp questions that you're asking. But now you're doing fine. Mamish, you're at the cutting edge. But let's leave that for another moment. Let's finish the Gemara today. And the Gemara says that if you found the Kupitz connected to the Sakin, here you can Sakin. Okay. Now the kash of the Gemara is by the fact that the Seif is talking about Chala ba'asal yoyz b'Shabbos Michal the Reisha la b'Shabbos eskina. You wanted to say that I don't have a raya from this Mishnah to Ben Tema because maybe the Mishnah is talking a loyter rabbanon. I loyter rabbanon. Why should you assume that the Kupitz was already? Why do you say that the Kupitz on Yudalit was not getoyvult? It had to be getoyvult. People want to use it for the Shvira Se'etzem, for the Chagigas Yudalit. So, no, it's talking about a year that Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, and there is no Chagigas Yudalit. Aha! So Timora, but they can't say that that's what the Pshat in the Mishnah is, because the Seif is talking about that Arba Osev Chal B'Shabbos. Is the Chassim that the Reish is talking about that it was Chal during the week? Vital Choyd have a riot to Ben Tema. The Ella says Yimara, I'll tell you another reason. Sheba b'meruba. What's that? Sheba b'meruba. Again, we're trying to bring a riot from the Reisha. What would Ben Tema hold? And it says the Choyd are crystal clear, like Ben Tema, that Karban Pesach has the same din as the Karban. I'm sorry, the Chagigas Yedal, the same din as Karban Pesach. See, Yimara saying no. The Reish is not talking about Ben Tema. It's going according to Rabbanon. And the reason why you weren't worried about the Kupitz was originally we wanted to say because there was no Chagigas Yedalit, because it was Shabbos. We were doing that pshat. But says Imar, I'll tell you another reason why there was no Chagigas Yedalit. Because like the Gabbah said before, the whole Chagigas Yedalit is only voluntary. It's not mandatory, and you only bring it if it's bemuat. Muat means that there is only a small amount of kezesim available, and you want the karm base to be nechal ala soiva, so you have to bring the karm yedalit. However, bemeruba means that there's only a small oilem on this karm pesach, and therefore everybody's able to go and get as a big fat 18-pound rib steak, 18-ounce rib steak, ken dechinayin eser agroyis rib steak, so then you don't need to bring the karm yedalit. Aha, and then that's what this Mishnah is talking about. They didn't have the Karm Yedalit. It could even go according to Rabbanan, and the reason why the Kupitz wasn't getoyvled, because you don't need the Kupitz to be toyvled, because it's going to be, everybody's going to get a huge rib steak, they don't need to go and bring
from
the Yedalit. Fake Yimara, Mino Yadi, how do you know in advance that on this Karm Pesach there's only going to be 5 or 10 guys? After all, until the final moment, people can change their mind. So therefore, L'choira, you should have to go and prepare the Kupitz, because maybe you will bring the Chagiga on your Dalit, because maybe the Karm Pesach won't be sufficient, and you'll have to eat it ala soiva, and you're going to have to bring the Yodalit. So how do you know in advance? So L'choira, you should have gone and toivled the Kupitz. So Gemara of Elishabah B'tumah. Fine. You're right. That pshat L'choira doesn't work. But it's talking about that it was a Korban Pesach Shabbat B'tumah, where in our Mishnah it said that a Korban Pesach Shabbat B'tumah, only the Korban Pesach you bring, but the Chagigas Yedalid you don't bring. And so therefore that's the reason why there was no Chagigas Yedalid, and that's the reason why the Kupitz was not getoybled from before. But it's not talking about that time, it's talking about the Rabbanan. And there's no Chagigas Yedalid this year because it's Korban Pesach B'tumah. How do I know that tomorrow this carbon Pesach will be brought b'tumah? Because unfortunately the Nasi of Klal Yisrael has passed away, and therefore Gantz Klal Yisrael Nebuch all have become Tmeim, and that's how I know that tomorrow they're not going to go and bring the carbon Chagigas Yudalit. Let me ask you, when did the Nasi of Klal Yisrael pass away, that Roiv of Klal Yisrael have all become Tmei? Was Zuk Tegabe?
The Nasi dies, then Klal Yisrael is...
They're not automatically Tomei, only if they participate in the Levaya. And if it's a very large chapel, because it has to be either an oil, or if it's out in the outside, then everybody wanted to imitate or to assist the Chevra Kedisha. So everybody was helping, all 600,000 Yidin or whatever, were all carrying the Oren for at least 10 seconds or so. Rabbi Cohen is wondering, how could this be? Mal the Koyim Bebeisek Varis. Rabbi Cohen, you shouldn't ask these questions. This is under Shetim Matach. This is Unzer Problem. This is Yisrael. He isn't a Chakein. Stay away. But anyway, the point is...
Chol Yisrael to be Masasek with a Nasi.
Especially a Nasi.
So they make, I could do it.
Yeah, but the question is, how did all 12 million get to the Nasi's caver or to his coffin? Okay, this is probably more theoretical than practical. But
so it sits in one sicker.
Anyway, so there's more about the Shema B'tumah. So Gemara says, "Mino Yadi, Mino Yadi." Everyone, the Mistasi. If anyone, the Mistasi, Emes. When did he die? Ilim the Mishbeshloisha Asar. Sakin Lomali the Mitbalei. It said on the Amud Aleph in the Mishnah that the Sakin, if you find on Yud Dalid, you can assume that it was getoyvled on Yud Gimel. Why can you assume? Because everybody wants that the Sakinim should be getoyvled, should be kosher tar to go and check. If Klal Yisrael is tamei on Yud Gimel, there's no purpose in toivling the Sakin. I'm not sure even who would toivle the Sakin, because everybody happens to be tamei. But the point is, why would you go and bother toivling the Sakinim? This Korban Pesach is Ba'betumah. Ba'betumah means that all Hilchas Tumah are all suspended. You're even allowed to eat the Korban Pesach B'tumah if Gans Klal Yisrael or Roiv Klal Yisrael are all tamei. Why do you assume that he toivled it the day before? He didn't have to toivle it. He didn't die before Yudalid. He died on Yudalid. Aha. Why did he toivle the day before? Because he didn't know that the Nasi is going to die, and so therefore he toivled it. So therefore, so why didn't he toivle the kupitz also the day before if we're going aliba dirabonon? Remember, the Gemara is trying to bring a saying that we have no rights ben taima. It could be according to the Rabban. But if that's the case, like the Rabbanon, why didn't they toivle the kupitz? I can use the kupitz now on Erev Pesach for the Chagigas Yudalit. Ultimately, Nebuchadnezzar passed away. But I didn't know that on Yud Gimel. Most people don't have Ruach HaKodesh. So how did they know that he was going to die? The Nasi was already Nebuchadnezzar, and there were reports every 5 minutes in Nebuchadnezzar the Nasi gate the gun. He's still alive on Yud Gimel, but we saw that things are looking worse and worse by the minute. Aha, says the Gemara. Sakin chad sveika matbila. By the sakin, the person says to himself, maybe the Nasi will die, maybe the Nasi won't die. Halavai, he should have refuah shleima, medzog nasach tilim, and he should live, and therefore let me be matbila, because let's hope that we will bring the Korban Pesach tomorrow b'tahara, and therefore he's matbila. Kupit, the trei sveiki, what are the two sveikis? Same suffix, number one, will the Nasi live, will the Nasi not live? And even if the Nasi does live, I don't know that we're going to bring the Chagigas Yedalit, because maybe there'll be bimeruba, maybe there'll be a big amount of large kezesim for everybody on the register, and we won't need to bring the Yedalit. The second I got it, toivel, because there's at least a 50-50 chance that the Nasi is going to continue to live. But the kupitz is only like a 1/3 chance that I'm going to use the kupitz. Because number one, maybe he's not going to live. Number two, even if he does live, maybe I'll have the meruba, there'll be so much flesh, I won't need the adalit. So therefore, he won't be makbid to go and toivle it. But therefore, bottom line is the Gemara has not been poishet this shaila, because it could be that in this case Ben Teima Voltaka masking evasion. You're right that there is a din of shviras etzem by. I'm sorry, there is no din of shviras etzem by Yedalid, that it's different than the Karban Pesach because it says boy. Boy veloy bechagigas yedalid. We try to bring a beautiful raya. The Gemara was doicha the raya because it could go according to Rabbanan. It could be azam in masa with the nasi is goisis on Yud Gimel. Okay, we leave now Ben Teima for a moment. We're going to talk about Ben Teima shortly, but first we go off to a little bit on a tangent. What is a little bit on a tangent? In our Mishnah, we said that although the Karm Pesach is doicha Shabbos, again, Erev Pesach falls down on Shabbos like it happens every 10, 20 years or so, and it causes all types of headaches and problems and issues. Today it only causes issues when it comes to, do I eat chametz, do I eat matzah, how much do I put away, how am I going to do the beer chametz, can I eat matzah ashira, how am I going to have three meals, all of those shaitas. In the Gemara's times, when we had the Beis Hamikdash, hopefully Mechem, by the forthcoming Pesach, we'll have this problem again. Not a problem, but we'll have these issues, that if this challenge, or if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, what can you do, what can you not do? So we already said in our Mishnah, the Karm Pesach you can, but you cannot go and bring the Chagigas Yudalid on Shabbos. We cannot bring Chagigas Yudalid on Shabbos. It's Tanya, stay doing the Braisa. Yehuda ben Dursoi, who was also a Tana, that's why he's brought in this Braisa, Piresh, who v'dursoi benoi. Apparently Yehuda ben Dursoi named his son after Yehuda's father. Doesn't say whether his father was still alive or not. As you know, by Unzer Ashkenazim, we normally only give the name after the person passed away. The Sfardim do not have that hakpada. So Yehuda ben Dursoi named his son Dursoi after his own father. They too were Poyresh. What means Poyresh? Poyresh means they left all the other Tanoim and Amiroim and Tayre Yidin that were all sitting in Yerushalayim. V'alach v'yashalei b'dorim, and he went to settle, at least for Pesach, he settled in Dorim, in the Mushal, in, well, I don't know, Miami, but L'chayrin, in Be'er Sheva. Somewhere in southern Eretz Yisrael. Now, why did he do that? That seems to be a very strange thing to do. Omar. And Yovi Elio, what happens if Elio Novi comes? But he's going to tell the Yisrael. Apparently that year, the Gemara doesn't tell us, but parenthetically, it was apparently a year of Erev Pesach Shecholiyos B'Shabbos, and he was afraid Elio Novi is going to come down from Shemaim. We're waiting for him, Halavai, Kol Yom Shiyovai, and he's going to go and give them a big telling off, and he's going to say to them, Chevra, just like you brought the Karm Pesach on Shabbos, Erev Pesach Shecholiyos B'Shabbos, you should also have brought that chagiga. And Ichalt Yehuda ben Dursoi says, I and my son, we hold that one should bring that karm chagiga on Shabbos, and I don't want to be told off and be criticized by Eliyahu Navi for not bringing that karbin yudalid, that chagigas yudalid on Erev Pesach. And he's going to say, what answer are they going to give? They're going to be speechless. They're not going to have an answer. Now, where does Ben Dursoi take this, or Yehuda Ben Dursoi, what does he take this halacha from? Let's address that in a moment. But in the meantime, let's just finish off what he said. Yet Yehuda ben Dursoi, and he said about himself and about his son, we're going to Dorim because Eliyahu Novi is going to criticize all the Tayre Yidden in Yerushalayim. Mayin Oimrim Loi Tamahani. I wonder. I'm amazed. Al Shnei Gedolei Hador Shemai Davtalyoin Shehim Chachamim Gedolim. Why didn't they tell Klal Yisrael? Oh, so that's why Yehuda ben Dursoi decided to leave town. See, he shouldn't be among the people that would be criticized by Eliyahu Navi. But now we have a big, big problem. Why did he go to Doraim? So if you look at Rashi, when we're getting closer to Rabbi Bloom's question, Rashi addressed Rabbi Bloom's question. Before you get to the wide lines all the way down below, you see Rashi four or five lines before the wide lines. see Rabbi Blum, the Yashav loy bedorim, rochoik mi Yerushalayim, shloy lalois leregel, v'yischayev bepesach, u'bachagiga, v'kasar v'chagiga, choyva b'afilim b'meruva. So what is Rashi telling us? He wanted to be far away, so he shouldn't have to be oyle regel, v'yischayev bepesach. So now by karm, we have two halachas over here. One ali leregel, one karm pesach. By the karm pesach it says, v'ish asher hu tohar, uvederach loy hoya v'chad alas isa pesach v'nichrisa. So that Torah tells us if a person uvederach loy hoya, he wasn't far away, he was in Yerushalayim, and he refused to bring the korban pesach v'nichrisa. But if a person is taka far away, then you're off the hook. Now the Mefarshim talk about whether or not a person is allowed to be mafkia himself from a mitzvah shkoyach. That means all Yerushalmi should say, when it comes Pesach, boy, it gets stuffy here. All these millions of Jews are coming. Sinishtu Kaplatz, I'm moving to Tel Aviv. Or Tel Aviv may not be. Derech Hoik is in 16 mil. Okay, but I'm going to move to Dorim or going to go to Miami for Yom Tov, so I shouldn't have this chiv. So the Mefarshim mutzenzach whether you're allowed to say something like that. As Duchdo to go after. But he did it. That's what you see from our Gemara.
And
that. The second problem is, what about Ali Lereg, which Rabbi Blum asked before? Every year has to be Ali Lereg. How can you go and say, I'm moving away to Dorim? I got to be Ali Lereg to Yerushalayim. I'm sorry?
You come back on Cholomoy.
You're supposed to be there for Yom Tov. You're supposed to be from the beginning.
No land.
Back on Daf Ches we learned, and Tosis brought it back on Daf Gimel when we talk about Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseda. That Gemara said Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseda told the Goy, "Did you ask from the Aliyah?" And then afterwards they said to him, "Ata ben Etzivin umetzudaska perusa al Yerushalayim." So Tosis already asked on Daf Gimel days, "Why Taka didn't he go up?" So Tosis has a couple of answers: either because he was a Zokin and therefore he didn't have the Koyach, and Ali the Regel says only if you have the Koyach to be Oyla Regel with you, you have to be able to go up. Here you can't say that. Fingers do the walking here. You have to have the feet doing the walk. Had the feet finished gegangen. But over here we see that Rabbi Yehuda ben Dusoy got get the feet. If he was able to go to Dorim, he should have been able to stay in Yerushalayim. So that Lechayri doesn't work that there. But Toisa says another pshat that if he didn't own land, and that's everything more in Daf Ches, person who doesn't own land, he doesn't have a chiev to be Oyle Regel to Yerushalayim. So apparently it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Dusoy didn't have. Anyway, this is fertile ground for all the Mefarshim. The Achronim talk about the wax about this at in the breadth and in the length.
On this issue, the Korban Pesach, just the Ha'aro, I checked the details exactly, I don't remember, but I see the one right after the 67 more, the Six Day War, that Eb advised all the people living in Yerushalayim that they should leave, they shouldn't be over the Chiv of Korban Pesach.
Very nice, very good. So, Taka based on this Gemara, Zeshay, Shkoyach.
But what about subsequent years?
If you remember back in the 1800s when the first Yishuv came,
he assumed they're going to build a base mikdash.
Why not?
Number two, back in the 1800s, if you look through the Chuvay Svarim, you'll see every one of the major Groysa Yidin, Chassam Soif and the Ksav Soif and Noida Behuda, the Shagas Ari, Avnei Nezer, all of the Sifri Chuvas are full of this Shaila, can we bring a Korban Pesach today? The main reason why people think you can't bring the Korban Pesach today is because we're all Tmeim. But Tumuhudra Metzibah. So you're going to say, yeah, but there's no Bais HaMikdash. So now there's a Gemara Mitzvah, we'll get to Mesech Lizvachim. Can you go and be Makrav a Korban even if there is no Bais HaMikdash, if you only have a Mizbeach? Or if you don't have a Mizbeach, whether you can go and bring it on the Ritzpah of the Azar. So if you hold that you can, the Gemara says over there, he brought or he wanted to bring?
They say they brought, but then they were big.
Anyway, this is then another shail is you have to have kahanim to do the avoda. Do you have kahanim?
So and who's the kohen?
Who's the kohen? Yeah, kahanim yuchas. So let's assume. I'm sorry. Who says you can't build a mizbeach today? Go and build a mizbeach. Make it mesechtas midas. You're an expert in mesechtas midas, right? You told us the other day. You have 32 and 28 and all that.
Another shail.
What makes a kodesh? You have that shemen amishcha. And whether or not what about big day kahuna, kahuna gedolah, you have to make mishav and a mishcha. Anyway, there are langa tshuvas. In fact, Yidil Brody always talks about this because he had a zayda that wrote a langa tshuva about 20 pages about it, so he likes to talk about it. Anyway, it was up there.
The Adnei, the coin,
Whether it's shot, it's not shot, that's another problem.
That's
all the way to that.
Another problem, exactly.
That's come to that.
So you got lots of issues. Anyway, Chassam Sofer writes that all of this is only lepulpula ba'alma, because the Turks are never going to allow you to go and bring the carbon Pesach anyway, and of course the Palestinian Authority would never let you bring it today anyway, so all of this is not lepulpula ba'alma, but it's not halacha l'maaseh. But apparently what the Lubavitcher Rebbe, according to Rabbi Blum, is he was concerned that maybe taka there is a chiyuv b'zman hazeh, and maybe you could do it, and therefore you could do it, and you're not doing it, maybe you're over in chas v'shalom, so therefore he said, best thing is go away. That's according to what you're saying. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, says Zokti Mori Yetz Nochamol, Freiti Mori Yetz, my time the Ben Dursoi, where did Ben Dursoi take, my time the Ben Dursoi, where did he take this from? The Chassidus in the Pasuk, V'zavata Pesach L'Hashem L'Kecha, Soin Uvokar, you can bring a Pesach from Bokar, V'alei Pesach L'Melech Vaz Ben Izim Tikochu, how can you say Bokar? El it signs a Pesach, Bokar Zucha Giga, V'yam Rachmona V'zavata Pesach, and therefore the Torah is telling you is, that in addition to the Karban Pesach, you also have the Karban Chagiga, and it has the same status like the Karban Pesach.
Even on Shabbos.
This is what Rav said is Ben Dursoi's drasha. So now the obvious question that is occurring to everybody, which Rav Pinchas already was ma'ir before, Vos is mid Ben Tema. The Gemara doesn't bring Ben Tema anymore. The Gemara already finished off with the Ben Tema. Remember, what did Ben Tema say? In our Mishnah, we said that Karban Chagiga is totally different. The Chagigas Yudalid is totally different than the Karban Pesach. For instance, that the Karban Pesach is only Nechal Yom Balayla, while this is Shnei Yom Balayla Echad. The Karban Pesach is only Minatzoyin, and this is Minatzoyin and Minabokar, and this is only Minatzcharim, and this is Minatzcharim and Minakevis. So many differences. Says Ben Tema, no! There are not so many differences that the Karban Pesach and the Yudalit are the same. It has to be that Tzli has to be the same, and Nechli and Velayel is the same, and it has to be Davka Zecharim, and it has to be Davka Benjamin, etc., etc. What about the halacha of Shabbos? If they're exactly the same, just like you can bring the Karban Pesach on Shabbos, L'chor the Chagigas Yudalit, you should also be able to go and bring on Shabbos. So why are we only bringing Ben Dursoi? L'chor Ben Dursoi should say, Ben Tema, my Chaver agrees with me that we can go and bring the Chagigas Yudalit also on Shabbos. So, to address this question, we have our Langa Teishvis. Look at the Toises here on the right-hand side. Pirish, look at the beginning of skip to the second line. Ula Pirush Tzarech Loimar, Dele Ben Tema, Avel Gav De Islei Hekeisha Achrinali El, about the Chagigas Yedalid, but he still holds Chagigas Yedalid, Loi Dach Yeshabbos. Avel Gav De Lechol Mili, Akshay Chagiga LePesach. The Filish Virus Etzem Akshay LeChoyre. It would have a hekish. He loved the Kosa Boy. Minik Omer Ravashi B'Solach. So therefore, he's saying by the fact that the Gemara only focuses on Ben Dursoi and not Ben Tema is the Choyre Raya. How do I know? Continue on the Toises. Minik Omer Ravashi B'Solach. Vanan Tema De Perushim Nekov Nefroish. Rav Ashi said, why are we so concerned about the Purushim? Purushim meaning the Ben Dursoi that was Poirish together with his son to Dorim. And the Gemara is asking, how does he know? Where does he know it from? Why don't you just go and say that Ben Dursoi holds like Ben Tema of the Amud Aleph? The Ben Tema said that the Chagigas Yudalid is the mirror image, the alter ego of the Karban Pesach. So just like it has all the other dinim of Karban Pesach, just like Karban Pesach is Doicha Shabbos, and then Chagigas Yudalid is also Doicha Shabbos. By the fact that the Gemara doesn't bring Ben Tema, and doesn't say we base it on Ben Tema's Pasuk, Zayin Tzachos says Toises Ben Tema Taka disagrees, and therefore even Ben Tema that held that Yudalid is similar to Karban Pesach, but there's at least one difference, and that difference is Legabe the Din of bringing it on Shabbos. But now continuing on the Gemara, and now we're going to see what Tosfos is referring to. Om Rav Ashi, Banan, Taima de Perushim, Nekov and Ifroish. Why are you, Rav, trying to find favor and trying to find chen in the words of Ben Dursoi? After all, Ben Dursoi was such a miut he and his son left town, but everybody else in Klal Yisrael stayed behind. So it was two people against 1.2 million, right? We had the Gemara in the Mishnah that Grifus HaMelech, they counted all the Kloyois, and there were 1.2 million Yidden that brought the Karm Pesach in a particular year. So these two left out, but what about everybody else? The Zoktich Rav Ashi, I have to go and kratz my cup to figure out the Pshat and the Purusha? And these people, you know, they're out of the pale. They don't want to learn like us, so give back. So that's what's bothering Toises. What do you mean we have to find a pasuk for them? Bet Tema also holds that Yudalit is just like Karm Pesach. So we could have from the V'layolin LaPesach LaBoike Zebachaga Pasach. That's what Toises' raya was, that Bet Tema doesn't hold this way. Anyway, but not time at the Perushim Nekav and Ifrish. So what do I do with the pasuk? L'choyle the drasha has been a good to drasha. The pasuk says V'asa Pesach Tzoyin Uvakar. You're not going to go and bring a Karm Pesach from Bakar. So the Malkin of Nachman, who the Yosin, the Rav Nachman of Rav Avua, and the Moisra Pesach Shikar of Shlomim. We've had this numerous times in our Gemara. What happens if you have Karm Pesach left over after Pesach? What do you do with it? It becomes a carbon Shlomim. How do I know? Shem says the pasuk is V'asa Pesach Shem Lekecha Tzoyin Uvakar. That's what the pasuk is telling you, that if you have the Karm Pesach bizmanoi, you bring it from the tzoyin. But if you have a Karm Pesach which is left over after the zman, then you can use it for a carbon which can be brought from either tzoyin uvakar. Which one is that? The Karm Shlomim, which you can bring from either one. My time loy dochi Shabbos havadi carbon tibu. So now the Gemara is asking a fundamental question. Now that we've had our Mishnah, we've had Ben Taima, we've had Yehuda Ben Dursai, let me ask you a question. Since this is a carbon tibu, this chagigas yedalit is brought on Erev Pesach. It's true, it's brought by many, many chaburis. But just like the carbon Pesach is considered to be a carbon above a tibu, it's brought biknufia, so the chagigas yedalit is the same thing. So why isn't the doicha it's a carbon tibu just like the carbon Pesach? Now this passage is not talking about Pesach. It's talking about Sukkis. Now how many days do we have in Sukkis? Well, Sukkis itself is not only 7 days, but then we have Shmini Atzeres. So we have 8 days altogether. So Freitag the Gemara, why does the Pasuk say, why didn't it say Shmoina? And Mikan Lechagiga, because this Pasuk Lechagoisim is not just talking about having a festival and being happy and festive and merry, but Lechagoisim Oisei Chag Lashem, like we said in the Yomid Aleph, means to bring a carbon Chagiga. And Lechagiga, Lechagiga is Ein Adoichas Shabbos. Since in 8 days you always have to have at least 1 day has got to be
Shabbos. 7 days is always one, that's why you have an eight.
So Chimorek, Yosu Rav and Omar, sometimes you don't even find 7. You only find 6 days. How could it be 6 days? If the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, so then the 8th day will also fall out on Shabbos, right? If a baby is born on Shabbos, then the bris is on the 8th day, is Shabbos. So the first day of Yom Tov is on Shabbos, then Shmini Atzeres will also be on Shabbos.
Yeah, but that's already the 8th day. We're talking about the 7th.
So his kasha is that the pasuk tells you that in a normal year you can only bring the Karm Chagiga 7 days out of a total of 8 days of first day of Sukkot all the way through Shmini Atzeres. Why do you only bring it 7 days? Because you can't bring the Karm Chagiga on Shabbos. So from the 8 days I always have to deduct one. And I only have 7. So says now, Ravin, but there are many years that you'll only have 6 altogether. So why does the Pasuk say, Chagoisim, Chag Lashem, Shivas Yamin, when there are going to be years that it's only going to be Sheshes Yamin? Azei Freit, Ravin. Omer Abaye was a little bit annoyed, and he said, Avin Tichla, Lemiki Hamilza. Oven Tichla should ask such a question. The Vos meant Oven Tichla. So Oven says the Marshal is the same thing as Ravin. Apparently his real name was Oven, but they called him Reb Oven, and the Reb Oven became a contraction and became Ravin. Just like Abba can become Rabba or Reb Abba. So here, Oven, Ravin is really one and the same. So that's not a problem. Question, what's meant Tichla? So Rashi says Tichla unfortunately means Koiver as bon of Hoya. Unfortunately, Ravin Loyalenu had children that he buried whilst he was alive, and therefore Abai refers to him as the Oven or Ravin that Nebuch buried his children. pregnant of the Mefarshim, why would Abaye go and pour salt into the wound? After all, when someone, Chas V'Shalom, loses a child, you don't want to remind him of it. If anything, you hope that he forgets about it. You never forget, but you don't go and remind him of Entichla, Lemikam Milza. So therefore, the Marshal says, it's an interesting Marshal, it's an historic Marshal. It's a shame that Yair is not here, he's our favorite historian. But he says that there were two Ravins. There was a Ravin that was at least one or two generations before Abaye. And therefore, one could have thought that Abaye is addressing that Ravin. And says the Gemara, says Abaye, no. That Ravin would never have asked a kasha like that. It's the Ravin that lives now in our generation. And to be able to distinguish between the Alter Ravin of two generations ago and the Heintiger Ravin. Look at the Marshal. Marshal discusses the different generations, the different Ravins. So therefore, Abaye is saying, I'm not referring to the Alta oven from 150 years ago. I'm talking about the Heintig, the oven Tichla. You can't them. So not necessarily was Abaye talking to him.
Unfortunately, people called him by that.
And that was his nickname, apparently. That's how he was called. And it doesn't say Abaye spoke to him. He just spoke about him in the third person. Oven Tichla, Lemik Yamilza, the famous oven Tichla. Would he say something? How could he ask a kasha like that? The reason why the Torah says, instead of Shemoyna, it's impossible to bring a Karam Chagiga 8 days. Shiva, says the Gemara, Isa Baroiv Shonim, 90%, probably at least 75% of the time, you do have 7 days, meaning that Shabbos falls out not on the first day of Yontem, but throughout one of the other days of Yontem. So that's the Torah is talking about Roiv Shonim. He's not talking about Kol Shonim, because Eina Hanami, the Taka years, that they're only six. But anyway, what do I see from this Gemara? I see from this Gemara that Chagiga is not like the carbon of carbon Pesach, because this carbon Chagiga, this Pasuk Grad is not talking about the Chagigas Yudalit, we're talking about Shukis. So therefore we're talking about Chagigas Tezvar. So that's Chagiga also carbon Tzibah. Exactly, it's also carbon Tzibah. Gans Klai Yisrael brings it B'Knufia. Nevertheless, the Tater says, don't bring it on Shabbos. And that's the reason why the Chacham of our Mishnah, including Ben Tema, hold that you do not bring Chagigas Yudalit on Erev Pesach or a Chagigas Tezvav on Shabbos during Yom.
Oh, yeah.
We have a minion?